Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep. And I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm back. I'm going to be rolling with you for one more hour. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York and you, wherever the hell you listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got people locked in on the free Odyssey app. We got people listening all over North America on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. So whether you're in some alley, you could be on the highway, you could be sitting in your car, in your vehicle, waiting on somebody to hurry the hell up on. You could be Uber, you could be Lyft. You could be listening to us on SiriusXM 158. You could be at work. Shout outs to all the bar workers and restaurateurs. And if you see me outside in about an hour, just say hello to me, okay? Anyway. I said one more hour, I'll be here. If you want to talk to me, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also online at JR Sport Brief. We've had a busy, busy night. Shep, we've talked more baseball tonight probably than any point in the whole year, right?
Yes, and we've had good reason to.
Yeah, we've had two damn good games. In the American League Championship Series, the Astros come back to beat the Rangers 5-4. Houston now has a 3-2 series lead. Houston was losing this game. They were down 4-2, and then Jose Altuve, in a ninth inning, decided to do this. This is courtesy of the Astros Radio Network.
And Altuve hits it in the air pretty deep to left. Carter is back at the wall, leaves, and it is gone! It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! Jose Altuve gives the Astros a 5-4 lead! How do you like that?
How you like me now? The Astros one win away from going right back to the World Series. That is the American League Championship Series. On the National League Championship Series side, the Diamondbacks, they come back to beat the Phillies, and instead of the Phillies going up 3-1 in the series is now tied at 2 games apiece. Arizona had to come back and tie the game and then ultimately win it. Alek Thomas came up off the bench. This man hit a 2-run home run to tie it up 5-5 in the eighth inning, and that sounded like this.
3-2 pitch coming, and a fly ball deep right center field. He has done it. This game is tied on a pinch hit home run by Alek Thomas of Kimbrel in the eighth. 5-5 game.
Yeah, Marino came through with an RBI single to score Ketel Marte, and that basically gave them the victory. 6-5, the Diamondbacks beat the Phillies. That series is tied at 2-2, and so we had an amazing day of baseball. So many more intricacies involved in each game. We can go back and look at the Rangers and the Astros. At one point in time, we had the benches clear. Garcia felt that he was hit on purpose, and so Dusty Baker gets thrown out of the game. There's just a lot that went on. So today was a damn good day for Major League Baseball. It also still is Friday, and we had a whole lot of other things that have gone on, especially as we move into the weekend. You may have heard about Michigan and its latest scandal this time, the allegations of cheating. Their players, well, matter of fact, Michigan suspended someone, Connor Stallions. He's a retired Marine captain. He's been working with the team. He actually started working with the team last year. He is now a football analyst and a recruiter. It's been reported that he was going to other teams' games and that he was, you know, just stealing signals. Well, here's the thing. You're not supposed to scout opponents in person at their games. You can do whatever the hell you want on video. You can do whatever the hell you want from your own television at home. But you're not supposed to go to other teams' games and scout. That's been prohibited since 1994. So we talked about Michigan, and who knows, Harbaugh will probably be punished for it. We did talk about the Dolphins taking on the Eagles. We did mention the Bears taking on the Raiders. A battle of the backups. I don't know who the hell the Raiders are going to start. Is it going to be O'Connell? Is it going to be Hoyer? And then for the Bears, Tyson, what's his guy name? Bagent? This guy played for Shepard. You know, Shep, you know, Shep, do you know where Shepard is?
No, don't.
It's a Division II school. This guy was undrafted out of Shepard. Never heard of this school in my life. He's going to be starting for the Chicago Bears because Justin Fields can't grip a football. Can't wait for the Bears and the Raiders. That should be a fun one. Not really. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Big Travis is calling from Fairfax, Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Son, much love to you as always. How you doing, bro?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, blessings to you because for the first time in my life in 20-some years, I watched some baseball. And I'm from New York, as I think you heard me talk to you quite a bit, and I do not like the Phillies. I love that fantastic city. I've eaten their food there. I did the Athletic Factory in the 80s. I was very part of that life. But tonight was so much fun to watch them lose that game and watch that city always struggle. And I think, and as you know, the Eagle fans think they win 18 championships, and they've won one Super Bowl in 60-some years. It was fantastic to me.
So you're a Philly, your phone sucks, Travis. I'm just being honest.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You can hear me. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I gotta let you go in a minute. The connection is bad. But just to be clear here, you are a New Yorker that is happy that the Phillies are losing. Is that what it is?
Everything Philly outside their food, 100%. I do not like it. But
right. Well, thank you, Travis. You drive safe, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, no doubt about it. I don't know what's up with his connection. That's how it goes. There's nothing wrong with that. Phillies, I mean, weren't they in the Phillies when they advanced? They were in their own locker room. They were like, "Yeah, screw the Braves and always, you know what, the Mets." I'm like, okay. Nothing wrong with a little healthy, vulgar competition, I guess. And if you're the Phillies, you're not so much worried about Big Travis hating you. You're worried about the bullpen. You're worried about the series now being tied at 2-2. And God bless Zach Wheeler will be on the mound, so maybe you got some confidence that he can go out there and give you maybe 6 or 7. But Craig Kimbrell blew this game the same way that he blew the other game last night. And so Rob Thompson, I love his answer. He was asked by one of the media folks, like, "Man, what do you do with him? Do you play him? Do you have confidence? Do you think he's going to blow the game?" Listen to what Rob Thompson said in response.
"What's been the biggest issue for Kimbrell lately?"
"Just strike throwing ability and being able to command his pitches."
"Do you feel like you can still rely on him the way you have this season?"
"Yeah, I mean, I think that he's gone through a couple of spots like this and fought back. But, you know, he's a experienced guy, and he's got a short memory, and he'll come back.
You're on the mound tomorrow, but are you concerned with how you're going to get through that game given the number of high-leverage relievers you've had to use here on back-to-back nights?
Well, we'll check in with him tomorrow and see how many guys we got available. And we're certainly not going to put people in jeopardy, but this is a tough group, and they want to play.
Okay. Good luck. I'm going to be watching tomorrow night. I'll be tuning in. 855-212-4CBS. Ray's here from Illinois. What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, I love your show, man. You and Shep, you guys do a great job, all right?
Thanks.
Let me premise this by saying, first of all, I got a little gripe, okay? I hope you take this the right way. But back about 6 to 8 weeks ago, you probably remember this, you were talking about Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley and the animosity between the two and blah, 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 okay? I don't want to get into it deeply, but I called at the end and I said, I want to chime in on this because I had a great opinion about why Michael is the way he is and whatever. And Shep said, okay, just hold on there. We'll get you on there. You guys went off the air and didn't even, and nothing. I was left stranded for like after waiting for 40 minutes. Okay. You know, I'm like, I don't understand your business. I don't understand how it works. So I might be misconstrued in this, but that was like just, it was disappointing. Okay, I didn't get on there. That's my first point. Oh, the second point is...
Wait, hold, okay, well, let's talk about it.
Okay, go ahead.
So you wanted to call on and talk to us about Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley, is that correct?
Yeah, it was the topic of the night you were talking
about. And you were on hold for a long time, correct?
Yeah, correct. And he said, well, I'll get you on there. You know, I'll get you on there. And then, I don't know, one thing happened after another, and it was like, okay, and then you just signed off because you got to the end of your time. You know what I mean? And that was it. And I'm like, oh, my God, come on. I've been waiting out here for like 40 minutes, and you never got me on. You couldn't even tell me, I'm sorry, man, you don't have time. All right. I work.
Well, that's unfortunately how sports radio can go. That's life, man. When you got people calling up from, I'm looking at the board right now. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
Houston, Myrtle Beach, New Hampshire,
yeah,
California,
yeah.
Chicago. When you got all these people that want to get on air, like everybody's not gonna get on air, man. It's impossible.
No, I understand. Yeah, that's why I said I understand enough to know that I don't understand a lot about your business.
Yeah, don't take it. You took it. It's not like you took it personal. Take it personal.
No,
Ray, just very quickly. Just let me chime in for 1 second as well.
Okay.
That's more on me than JR. It's my responsibility to appreciate the people that wait on hold to at the very least let them know if we're not going to get to them. I usually do that.
Okay.
Just full disclosure, I actually have to cut off the calls at 1:30, 1:40 because JR's got about 7 or 8 to get to, and I know he's not going to get to 7 or 8 because there's just too much that goes into it. So I apologize if at the end of the show I didn't come right on and let you know, thanks for waiting. Next time, just call back a little earlier in the show, and I'll make sure we get to you. So if I didn't do that, that's my apologies for that, Ray.
Okay, thank you, Shep. I appreciate you saying that, okay?
On behalf of Shep's apology, no apology, Ray, okay?
I love you, Dale.
You're welcome.
Because of what you just said, because the reason I listen to your show is not only because I don't always agree with what you're saying, but I appreciate the fact that when you say an opinion on something, you base it with your facts, and you say, this is why I do this, and this is why I do this, and this is why I believe in this. Okay, I'm 3 months away from being 65, okay? So I'm old school. I think about a lot. And that's why this MLB topic came up tonight, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to call in again because I don't call in a lot, okay? But MLB is one of my top sports that I watch, okay? And all along tonight, what you were saying is 100% dead on, okay? I don't agree, and I despise what Houston did in 2017, but that has nothing to do with now 6 years later that these guys are here, okay? Because I look at Altuve as a player that is so good. I despise him because when he beats the teams he's playing. I don't like that. It's the same thing. We went through the 8-9 years with Jordan where we were at the top of the mountain. Everybody was trying to knock us off. Everybody tried to, you know, pick and poke about things about us that, no, it has no bearing. We're still the best team.
Yeah, I mean, the Houston Astros have had to reconstruct their roster and bring guys in and let guys go. We know about Dusty Baker having to come in. And so, I mean, look, let's be real. Are they cheating every single year? Do people think that's likely? They're finding a new way to cheat. They're going into the basement thinking of how they can get a leg up. The answer is no. So, if you don't like them because they cheated, you know, 6 years ago, then fine. But you got to give them credit for what they've been able to do, you know?
No, you're exactly right. Because I go back to the PED scandal with baseball and all these players.
Yeah.
And the ones I respect the most are the ones that owned up to them and said, yes, I made a mistake, dude. I did this. We're all human beings.
So if we are. Mistake, except for me, Ray. I'm a robot, okay?
Right, they just own up to it. They say, I'm human being. I'm not a computer. So I made a mistake. Right. I did this. I regret it. Altuve, I don't even know any about what they're talking about with his jersey and all this stuff. All I know is I look at him as a player, and I see how he plays. And this guy is phenomenal, dude. He is.
Most postseason home runs in history behind Manny Ramirez. Manny has 29. He has 26. Ray, I got to get to a whole lot of other people.
Yeah,
call up more often, okay?
I got you, man. I love you. You guys keep doing what you're doing, all right?
All right. Thank you, Ray. We'll promise to get you on the air next time. It's Scott is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Scott?
Good evening, gentlemen. How do you find yourselves today?
Shep, how do we find ourselves?
God, I think I'd say for JR, we're great, man. We had a great game of baseball. Two games, in fact. When do we ever get that?
When do you ever get that? So look, man, I mean, I'm a Cleveland area sports fan. I just don't understand the previous caller. I don't know why this guy is so upset. He's sad because why? He didn't get on the air to talk to you guys when he wanted to. I mean, come on, dude. It is a professional, it's a sports talk radio program. What in the world is this guy so upset about? And especially, he's upset about baseball. And I'm gonna give you an opinion that may not be popular with so many of your fans, but this is the way we view baseball here in the Cleveland market. Baseball doesn't matter. It hasn't mattered for a long time. We no longer have a team that we care about here in Cleveland. Please sell this team, move it to Memphis, do it wherever you want to. I just don't understand why this guy just, he lit you dudes up. And he's just like going on and on about how sad he is that he didn't get to come on the air and tell his opinion about a sport that doesn't matter.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I don't think he called and droned on about anything. I don't think he lit anybody up.
Well, that's what I heard. Maybe you heard something different. That's fine.
No, it's not. I think everybody heard the same thing. I think it's a matter of interpretation. I certainly didn't take it
that
way.
You're exactly right. We all heard the same thing.
Oh, my God. Sheesh. Can you stop? Wait. I listened to you uninterrupted. Can you do the same at least, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
It's your turn. I'm listening.
No, it's not. It's not my turn. It's my show. So I didn't feel lit up in any type of way. He expressed himself. I told him what I told him. Shep said what he said, and then we moved on. Now, having said that, for someone who you feel called up and complained and railed into us, why do you feel so compelled to respond? You sound like you're just as upset as you feel he was.
You're right. I agree with exactly what you're saying.
So wait, hold on a second. Wait. So what's the answer?
The answer to what? If you're telling me that I'm equally as enthusiastic in my position as your previous caller was, I'm agreeing with you.
I understand that. But
my
hold on.
Caller.
Oh. This is, hey, Shep, this is an all-time Friday night great one right here.
I know. Well, listen, JR.
He's like, hey, that other guy called up, and he was upset, and he was yelling at you, and why, I don't know why he called up. He called about something that doesn't matter, but I'm also going to call up, and I'm going to be upset that he called you. And I'm like, why do you care, Scott?
It's the guy that loses his temper about someone losing their temper. That's what this is. But I hope Scott paid attention to yesterday's show.
What happened?
About the premise of baseball. Scott seems like a pretty articulate guy, but he clearly was not listening to you yesterday. Because if he was listening to you yesterday, you made it abundantly clear the ratings are exactly the same as they have been in years past. Baseball and the viewership and the interest isn't going away anytime soon.
Oh, I mean, well, That's debatable. The ratings for right now are the same as last year. I don't know if that's necessarily a positive.
Well, they're not going down, JR.
No, it's not going down.
Right.
The beginning series, they stunk. But for right now, this is even. Hey, let's go back to Scott, and maybe he knows why he called. Hey, go ahead, Scott. I guess not, Shep. That man really called up to say that other guy was angry for no reason.
Yep.
And I'm going to call and be angry that he was angry.
Yep.
You can't make that up.
No, but I give him credit for this. He pivoted pretty quickly when you kind of called him out on his BS and his, you know.
He said, I agree.
I know. I was impressed.
And then
with
I
that.
But I wanted to know why, and he didn't tell me. He just was like, you know what? What he just told me is correct.
Well, Scott, if you're listening to JR, you know, you drop, man. Call back.
No, he didn't drop. I picked him back up, and he didn't say anything.
Right, correct. Correct.
Yeah, there's a difference. I said Scott, and he said nothing. And so now here we are, you and I talking to America. We'll talk to more people on the other side of the break, 855-212-4CBS. We'll also talk some football. I told you I can't wait to see the Dolphins and the Eagles on Sunday night. We have an earlier game that I want to see. The Lions? Oh, hell yeah. Lions are doing good. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're doing good, too, on CBS Sports Radio. No anger.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I talked to you a number of months ago when you were on FBN on a Saturday afternoon, and I really do enjoy your style, and you get the audience thinking.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I know today's a big day, a big night for baseball, but man, I'm looking forward to two games in particular in the NFL this upcoming Sunday. First of all, let's get this out the way. Sunday night football, we should have a good one. The Dolphins are going to take on the Eagles. The significance of this game, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Hurts, and the Alabama connection. Do I need to remind you? Jalen Hurts gets benched. Tua Tagovailoa as a freshman goes in, helps lead him to a title. And then Jalen Hurts has to basically come back and rebuild himself. Tua gets drafted in the first round. Jalen Hurts gets selected like 53rd. But ultimately, Jalen Hurts goes to a Super Bowl. Tua Tagovailoa is one of the best passers in the NFL right now, leading in yards and touchdowns. And so ain't nobody losing here. If anything, Jalen Hurts at this point, yeah, he don't got no national championship in the same type of way. No, he doesn't have the Super Bowl. He certainly has a little bit more financial security. They're both winning. Let's put it that way. And so Jalen Hurts was asked about his relationship with Tua, if there's any added motivation. These two guys support each other. This is what Jalen Hurts said.
You and Tua seem to have a supportive relationship with one another at Alabama. How has that relationship continued since you guys got to the pros?
Yeah, it's been great to see the things he's been able to do over his career. And hoping for continued success.
What does this one mean to you? Is there any extra, you know, juice or motivation?
Just gonna go out there and just try and play our best game.
Okay. Yeah, he's like, all right, whatever. He's like, hey, 2-0 will come to Philly, and our defenders will try to eat him alive. It's going to be a fun game. I think if the Eagles end up winning, it's going to be because their defense is going to just drive Tua into the dirt. Maybe we got a touchdown or two on the defense. Or maybe the Dolphins, I'm not going to say they're going to light everybody up. I mean, to be honest, the Dolphins are damn good first in scoring, obviously, when you can drop 70 a game. But the only other team they faced with a winning record has been Buffalo, and they lost that game 48-20. So this should be a good one on Sunday night. Earlier in the day, I'm looking forward to this game as well. We're going to have the Detroit Lions taking on the Ravens. The Lions 5-1, the Ravens 4-2. The Ravens having to be back on this side of the pond. The Lions having their best start in 12 years. This should be a good one, especially when you think about how aggressive the Lions typically are. Their offense is pretty damn good, and I don't even think they're clicking on all cylinders yet. And the Ravens, their defense has only allowed 6 touchdowns all year long. But Dan Campbell, he's not necessarily worried about the defense. He's worried about the Ravens and their offense. Listen to this.
We look forward to it. I mean, this is the next challenge, you know, and this is a challenging offense. And, you know, as we've said before, it always starts with Lamar. He's kind of the secret sauce for them, you know, and he makes it very difficult because his ability to run. So it's a challenge, but it's challenge accepted, and we know they're going to commit to it. They'll have plenty of those runs. They do a great job in the scheme that they run. This old line plays hard, you know, and backs run downhill, and Lamar's dynamic. So it'll be a challenge, you know, we got to contain it.
Okay. Well, we do see that. We know Lamar Jackson, what he's capable of. Flowers, one of the best rookies playing in the NFL so far. They doing a damn thing. Odell Beckham Jr. is still trying to get on track. But let's listen to Lamar Jackson. Dan Campbell referenced him. Lamar, he said, man, like, I'm just glad to be back in Baltimore.
We love playing in front of our fan base, not everyone else's fan base. You know, I believe they be having front home field advantage. But as I said, when I was in London, I believe we had it in London. You know, I heard a lot of – every time we did something, there was a lot of fans going crazy whenever we did something. But it's great to be back home.
Yeah, no place like home. Not like home. There's a difference between London and Baltimore. There's a big difference. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Compton, California. Also different than London. Jaylon, you on CBS Sports Radio. I pronounce your name correctly?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you Jaylon or Jaylon? What is it?
It's Jaylon.
All right, go ahead, Jaylon. What's up?
How you doing, Jay? Are you doing all right?
Oh, man, I ain't got nothing to complain about. What's up?
That's right. That's right. Man, I just was watching this Astros game. It was a good game.
Yeah.
I just wanted to speak on Altuve a little bit. I heard how you had your opinion on, like, the whole cheating scandal. And I'm not taking away nothing, like, about Altuve. He's a great player, you know, especially at 5'6".
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's a great player. I think he has, like, I don't know what the number is, but he has a bunch of walk-off home runs to take them into the next series. Like, he has a bunch of walk-off home runs in the postseason. And so I'm not taking nothing away from him, but that cheat scandal, I don't know if you saw the post-game interview, but they had asked him, like, a few questions, and the interviewer says, why'd you tell your team not to take off your jersey? And
wait a second. Are you telling me about 6 years ago?
Well, yeah, and I was just going on the lead arm that they didn't catch on until 2019.
Yeah, I know.
So you think they're going to stop cheating from 2017 to 2019?
Well, here's the thing. For the investigation that took place, there wasn't evidence of such past 17.
Okay, I didn't know that. But I would just think, like, if a team is cheating, you know, that they wouldn't stop until they're caught, you know?
Yeah, I would think so as well. But for all things considered, they said it was solitary to 2017. Otherwise, I don't think we'd have to do too much guesswork about it.
Okay, you're right. Okay, I hear you. But I don't know if you ever seen that post-game interview, you should check it out. He got, like, when they asked him about the...
I just told you what took place. He, his wife, and he didn't want to be embarrassed, and I was around. I remember. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't wake up yesterday and said, "Oh, here's Jose Altuve." I'm aware.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that's weird because, like, I don't know. I feel like if I hit a home run in a conference championship game, I'm not really thinking about taking off my shirt for my wife, you know, or like.
Well,
kind of nervous with the. He said, "I don't know. I'm too shy." And then he proceeded to say about his wife,
I recall, but let me put it to you this way. And I don't know. I'm not sitting on finality because I don't know. I'm basing this off of an assumption. I feel good about it. I think if he was wearing a wire or a buzzer, we would have had a little bit more tangible evidence. That's the first thing. And second to that, I don't know how feasible it is to have a guy strap himself up to play baseball with a physical buzz on. If they did it, then I think we would have known that as well. So I understand people's trepidation about believing why he didn't want to have his jersey ripped off. I get it. But I just find it odd to go that this man was wearing a buzzer and that we have no evidence to it and people only want to point to, "Oh, don't rip my jersey up." You understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Well, what evidence would there be if the buzzer is, like, underneath, you know, or it could be tied to his stomach?
I don't.
How would you get the evidence, you know?
They were – so there's – I think there's a difference here.
Like you said, you can't get in a man's clothes.
Yeah, you can't get into the man's clothes. But when you sit down – have you ever – and I'm not trying to just tell you. Have you ever been involved in any type of investigation? Has a lawyer or anybody ever sat you down and kind of ran through things?
Yes, I have been.
Okay. And so when you talk to multiple people, 50 people, 60 people, I'm not going to say it becomes easy, but you can start piecing things together. And I think what was clear, I think makes sense, is that they were utilizing cameras, that they were going ahead and using technology, and they were making noise with cans. I don't think that all of a sudden, as Altuve, that they decided to say, "Well, let's put a buzzer on him." You get what I'm saying? So
that's true. Yeah.
I just find that to be an outlier. Look, could he be running around with a buzzer? Yeah, maybe. But I don't think the guy was wired up. It's just my opinion. I'm not basing that on fact.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
everybody
to myself, why out of everybody would this man take the time, "We got to put a buzzer on him, but for everybody else, we're going to bang on a can"? I mean, it's just my thoughts. Hey, Jalen, thank you for calling, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Have a good night.
You as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to put a buzzer on myself, and I'm going to wear a wire, and I'm going to go try to bust some bad guys here in downtown Atlanta. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for a sports flash. Here he is. He's not wearing a – hey, Marco Belletti, are you wearing a wire right now?
That's kind of a messed up question. I ain't no rat. I'm not wearing a wire.
He's not a rat. He's a damn good guy. No rat.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a Packers fan. I'm from Wisconsin. I want to see the Buccaneers come back into Green Bay. I want my Packers to get revenge and beat Tom Brady, because to be the best, you got to beat the best. Ric Flair, huh? Woo, nature boy.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, that's Enter Sandman. Old Mariano Rivera classic. I was going to say maybe both the Rangers could have used Mariano Rivera. It's the Astros beat him. I would say that the Phillies could have used Mariano Rivera, but we know how Mariano Rivera performed against the Diamondbacks, so let's not say that. It's going to be a fun weekend. Hey, Shep, what you got going on over the weekend, man? What you doing?
Man, just, hosting Sunday morning, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern time. So, JR, you teed me up nicely, man. It's going to be so many exhilarating things to talk about. Hopefully not too heartbreaking, man. And you're obviously hosting this morning on The Fan, essentially.
This morning on The Fan? This afternoon, right?
No, well, yeah, but for some people it's morning on the West Coast.
Wait a minute. What time do I got to be on The Fan? You know better than me?
Oh, well, I would assume, though, you're usually mid-afternoons on the East Coast, right?
I don't know.
So for some people, that's still their mornings, which I think is kind of cool because you do mornings here, and then you get little to no sleep, and then you do mornings on WFAN.
Nah, I think I broadcast at 4 p.m. Eastern tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha.
So it'll be a little bit later in the day. And so I'll be talking to what do I have to talk to New Yorkers about tomorrow? Well, all the teams are losers, right?
Aren't the Jets and Giants facing off against each other, though?
Nah, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. We got another week for that.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, that's
How many weeks I got to talk about Daniel Jones and his busted up neck?
Listen, you're as creative as they are. I would say, if you're asking me, which you're already going to do, I'm sure.
Talk about sewer rats?
No. Look at the contrast in what the Astros have been able to do, the model of consistency, and the Yankees, despite having a bigger payroll year in and year out, cannot find themselves anywhere near the success of what the Astros have had.
How many weeks are in a year? 52?
52, yes.
I got to listen to Yankee fans complain 52 weeks out of the year. 52 weeks I got to listen to them complain.
Well, there's a lot of them, JR.
A lot of who?
There's a lot of Yankees fans. They're like Cowboys fans, Steelers fans.
Yeah. Yeah, but every week they complain. They want to fire every. It doesn't change. It's the same thing. Every fire this guy, fire this guy. I'm like, well, you go do the job then. Stop telling me to fire. You go do the job. Go put in your resume.
When you are spoiled, as Yankees fans are, and I think they'll be the first to admit it, if you're not winning a World Series in a 2-3 year span, you're going to have to get the boot. That's to most Yankees fans. Similarly, to what we are now seeing with Bill Belichick, and yes, they're having a nightmarish-type season, fans for the Patriots are not even willing to let him finish out the season. They want his head on a platter now.
Yeah, well,
it's because they're spoiled.
Yeah, well, nothing's happening this season. I mean, just let it play out the rest of the year. The only way, and then Bill Belichick ain't just walking away from the team, and the team would be stupid just to kind of walk him out. It's that's an interesting story. Real interesting. Hey, speaking of a Patriot, did you hear Tom Brady talk about how soft the game is right now?
I did, only because you made me privy to it, yes.
Yeah, well, Tom Brady, what's that thing called? His podcast, Let's Go. In the most ironic way possible, Tom Brady is just like, oh, yeah, the game is less physical. Listen to this.
You know, there's so many people that are, you know, want it less and less physical. It's more like flag football, which is going to be in the Olympics in 2028, you know, which maybe football goes to flag football over a period of time. And I don't think fans will like that much. Then everyone should stop bitching about, you know, unnecessary roughness calls.
People have been saying that, you know, Tom Brady, nobody could breathe on you forever. And now you're sitting at home watching on television and now you say it. It's pretty funny. Rob Gronkowski actually talked about that. He responded to Tom Brady. He's like, man, you should be the last dude talking. This was via Up and Adams.
Well, I mean, Tom, you got to appreciate that rule. You're a quarterback. I mean, it was already flag football for you, brother. There's some of those calls for you last year. You know, your last year, they barely touched you, especially a call with the Atlanta Falcons, and they were getting a 15-yard roughing the passer penalty. So all the rules go to your favor, Tom. So, and you're not playing anymore, so that's why you're saying that.
Yeah, of course. Tom Brady's super beneficiary. You couldn't breathe on Tom Brady. If you looked at Tom Brady the wrong way, you roughing the passer. Like, I get it, he's old, he needs protection, but, man, he's still playing football. Maybe Tom Brady will be on that flag football team in 2028. Still can't believe they're putting flag football in the Olympics. And the NFL wants its players to participate. Now, here's a better question. Who are the NFL players going to put? The United States of America, what are we going to take on, rugby players? Like, what is this? Like, we going to win gold medal right out the gate. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Gary's here from New Hampshire. What's up, Gary?
Yes, Jay, as I tell you always, at 60 years old, I mean, I listen to your show because it's rapid-fire phone calls, and you and Shep do not bore me to death with the way you guys talk. You keep the show going. The show must go on. Those last two calls, bad calls, the show must go on. Here we go. 5'6", Jose Altuve. 5'6". I mean, unbelievable. This talented guy at 5'6", not just because he hit the home run tonight. When you think of the NBA, Tyrone Muggsy Bogues, Spud Webb, Michael Adams, when he played in the NBA, he played for Boston College, okay? Those were little guys in the NBA, incredible talents, not Hall of Famers, but there's a point I want to make, okay?
Yeah.
Is there was a shortstop for the Kansas City Royals, because I am older than you. His name was Freddie Patek. You ever heard that name?
I have, yes.
Okay, very good. Well, he played in the 70s into the 80s, I believe, and I'm sure he had a long 10 to 15-year career for the Kansas City Royals way back when. Now, he had a game at Fenway Park where he hit 3 home runs in a game. It could have been even at Kansas City or any ballpark. That's a major accomplishment. Now, do you know anything about Freddie Patek at all?
Say again?
Freddie Patek, do you know anything about him for the Kansas City Royals?
I know the name. But you got to go, Gary. Gary, we're up against the break, so hurry.
Okay,
hurry,
I'll make it fast. Ready? 5'2". And the last thing, Pete Rose. He was at third base when Bernie Cabo hit the 3-run homer in game 6. As soon as Bernie Cabo went around third base, he says, "What do you think of that, Pete?" And he goes, "This is fun. This is fun." Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Gary, for calling from New Hampshire. Well, he understood. He got what he needed to say, and he gone. Shep, you didn't even have to play like the award show music to get him out of here.
No, good on Gary from New Hampshire. Well done, sir.
He understood. It's like, hey, we're running out of time. And he's just like, okay, I'll make my point. Listen, folks, JR Sportbeat Show is now done. The award show music is going to come on, and I'm going to have to leave. I'll be back Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you want to listen to me tomorrow, I'll be talking to New York City, 4 p.m. Eastern. You can listen on the Free Odyssey app if you're not in New York. And Shep, when are you going to be on air this weekend?
2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, JR, Sunday.
Make sure you listen to Shep as well. And Shep, the JR Sportbeat Show on CBS Sports Radio is done. Who's coming up next?
The incomparable, enlightening Dave Smith.
Yeah, you better listen to Dave. Shep told you to. Y'all have a great weekend. Be safe, be cool, be well. JR Sportbeat Show is done. Have a good night. Thank you, Shep.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6 is sleek, full of advanced tech, and has a range of up to 360 miles. Any drawbacks? Yeah, every Ioniq 6 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit, so you're going to have to figure out something else to spend that money on. The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6. Hyundai, it's your journey.
EPA estimated 361 mile range for Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Actual range varies based on trim and other factors. Actual charge time varies based on charging unit output, temperature, and other factors. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.